Okay, so hello, my name's Millie Darling, and I work at a climate change charity called 1010, where I'm one of the project managers. The project I work on is called the Positive Investment Workstream. The main project we're doing is we're working with the community in Borkum, where in 2013 there were a lot of protests about fracking happening. But since those fracking protests, we've worked with the community to set up a renewable energy co-op in the village that's planning to 100% repower the village with renewable energy. And we're also supporting a number of other communities across the country that are following in Borkum's footsteps. So that's what I do. I love renewable energy.
That's brilliant. How did you become interested and start working around issues on energy?
I've always been interested in climate change and cared about climate change for as long as I've known about it, which is all my life. I've wondered why there isn't more drastic action happening. But I'm incredibly passionate about doing it in a positive way and finding solutions, helping people find solutions, and that could be good for communities and individuals rather than the kind of doom and gloom messaging that's often around climate change, like everything's going to be terrible. So I became interested in renewable energy because of that, and did an environmental degree and then started working on renewable energy. Yeah.
So in the past, people would have to go and get their water, go and get their wood. They wouldn't take their energy for granted because it was so hard to get. And we sort of think that it seems nowadays young people completely take it for granted. And if you agree with this, what's your opinion on how this could be addressed?
Yeah, interesting. I guess people take it for granted because they're used to it being in abundance. But then it's also important to remember that a large amount of the population in the UK do live in fuel poverty and don't have enough energy to meet their needs. So, you know, in the winter they might be living in houses that are cold and not turning on the heating, even though they should be able to afford to do that. But then there's other people that, you know, leave the light on and... I think... So the question is, what do I think can be done about it?
Yeah, how do you think we could address the issue?
I think renewables are a really exciting opportunity to address that issue because they bring energy production back down to the local level. When people have solar panels on their house or when they see a wind turbine next to their school, they can see that energy being produced. And I think that gives people a much more real scale of production and use of energy. At the moment, when it's being produced in a faraway power station and then just comes to you, it's very distant and difficult to get grips of. But renewables is much more decentralised when you have solar panels on houses or in your community. So you get much more of an idea of how much you're generating and using. So I think that's one really exciting potential way people to get more of a feel of it.
Do you think that there is a lack of education in energy for our public community?
Yes, I think there needs to be more education, definitely, absolutely. Yes, I do. Schools are doing quite a lot, I think, to tell children about climate change and make them aware of it. I think it's often the decision makers, politicians and stuff that maybe need more education about the drastic things that need to be done.
Yeah, maybe
to get renewables out there more.
I was just going to say we would like to ask you about some more particular energy sources. So we're going to start with fracking and what your opinion is on the future of fracking.
Yeah. So I am very anti-fracking. I don't think we should do any fracking because we already know that all the fossil fuel reserves that we know about cannot be safely burnt if we are to stay below a rise of 2 degrees Celsius which is what the UN climate talks have agreed. We mustn't go above a 2 degree rise. And even if we burn everything we already know about, we're already going above that. So we definitely, in my opinion, should not be looking for any more fossil fuels. And that should just not happen. Politicians often talk about fracking and gas as being a transition fuel. But actually, if you look at the numbers, they won't be able to get any gas until about 2025, by which time they really just can't afford to burn them in terms of these, you know, they're legally binding targets with the UN. They can't afford to be burning that gas. They have to be making transition to renewables. Anti.
Do you feel that wind power could be a solution for the future?
Mm. Absolutely. Obviously, I think with renewables, it's about the mixture. So there's some areas of the country that aren't suitable for wind, some that aren't suitable for solar, some that are more suitable for hydro, some that might be more suitable for tidal. So I think it's all about having that mix to repower the whole of the UK. But I think wind is definitely a really important part of that mix.
Yeah, you've touched on the different types of renewable energy. I would like to know whether you feel it's cost-effective and how cost-effective can sustainable energy be?
So I think very cost-effective. I mean, if someone's put solar panels in their house, there's a bit of an upfront cost, but then they can start saving money on their energy bills very soon, as can other buildings that do that. So in terms of finances, I think it's very cost-effective, but also I think when we talk about fossil fuels, we often don't talk about the negative... Well, we do talk about the negative environmental consequences they're having, but those also are going to mean massive costs for us in the future if, we've got climate change and stuff. So by having renewables, you're also avoiding these massive costs in the future of clearing up all the damage that fossil fuels create.
Do you think there's a future for nuclear power in the UK?
I think... So there's... I can't remember how many nuclear power stations there are at the moment. I don't think we should build any more because I think that a mix of renewables is what we want to aim for. There's a really great report called Zero Carbon Britain that lays out how the UK could be 100% powered by renewables. Mm-hmm. So I think nuclear should be phased out as soon as possible.
How do you think we could, or what do you think could be done to encourage renewable energy in new buildings, domestically and commercially?
I think it should be written into the law that when you're building new buildings and they have south-facing roofs that they have to have solar on them.
Okay. How can households be supported to use more energy sustainably?
Well, so there's currently the feed-in tariff that that pays people for the electricity they generate on their solar, and that's been massively reduced in recent years. So I think having the feed-in tariff nice and high would help promote more households to get renewables.
Yes. If you own power, if you own power, what would be your energy strategy?
Well, what I work on at my work is working on community energy. So communities such as the community in Borkum have set up an energy co-op, which is a legal form and an industrial provident society. That co-op then issues share offers, which local people can invest in, and that money is used to install solar on community buildings and schools and farm buildings and stuff like that. But the community energy sector has had a lot of turbulence in the last year because there's been a lot of changes to how the tax works, there's been changes to how co-ops can register, there's been all those sorts of things. So I think my first priority would be incentivising community energy and not having policy changes all the time that affect community energy groups, because communities have a big role to play in the transition to a sustainable future, and Yeah, and I think the government should look after that.
Yeah. How do you think the government can collaborate with industry to regenerate energy? Do you think there's room for that?
What sort of things do you mean?
Like industry, like manufacturers and
Generally, with companies, how do you think they collaborate together to rethink energy, the way we use it, the types that we use, the way we use it? How could the government work with a wide range of organisations to ensure that our future with energy isn't a disastrous one or a gloomy one?
Yeah.
Well, I think the renewables industry has the potential for, you know, thousands and thousands of jobs for young people. You know, there's lots of things that need to be linked up. The government often speaks about unemployment problems and climate problems as if they're separate, but actually by linking things up so that, yeah, tackling climate change can also be combined with tackling social problems such as unemployment.
Oh, yeah, that's really interesting. So you're basically saying that let's not treat these two as separate things, for example, employment and energy, and the government could potentially use these two different issues and use it to solve one problem.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah, that's the word, two birds with one stone.
So, you know, if we're going to insulate all our houses, all the buildings in the UK to make them more energy efficient, if we're going to install solar on every south-facing roof in the UK, that's a massive job. We've also got, you know, record levels of unemployment. Surely those two can be matched, and the government can play a lead in helping make that happen.
Globally, when we're talking about the government and politicians, globally the current process of how we get our oil and how it's distributed is creating lots of inequality and poverty throughout the world. How might sustainable energy change or affect this or improve it, in your opinion?
Well, I think there are still questions with renewables about where the core materials come from. You know, if the mining of those core materials is also coming from developing countries and people are being paid a bad wage, and it's, you know, that isn't ideal. So there's work that needs to be done there to make sure that the extraction of those materials is done fairly. Renewables offer a whole new way of seeing the energy system because it's decentralised, right? So you have solar panels all over the place and wind turbines all over the place rather than just one power station. Does that answer your question? I kind of forgot what your question
was. Yeah, well, sort of whether they can stop the inequality that's being created through the getting of oil, which you did answer, because you said we could end up in a similar situation getting materials to use.
Yeah, I mean, the scale is different.
Yeah.
The amount of oil you have to get out is different.
Are you in agreement with using oil until it runs out?
No. If we burn all the fossil fuels that we know about, then we'll go above a 2-degree temperature rise. That's what scientists are currently saying. And scientists are also saying we can't safely do that. So I think we need to keep it in the ground. We not just stop it, full stop, because we can't do that. And obviously lots of developing countries need to burn some oil to help them develop. But a lot of it needs to be left in the ground.
You kind of touched on this vaguely before when you were talking about fuel poverty, but I'd like to get more on what kind of policies would you like to see in order to reduce fuel poverty in the UK?
I would like to see a effective programme to insulate homes across the UK. I think that's the most important thing. Our housing stock isn't very good in terms of insulation and energy efficiency. So I think, that would be the priority.
Yeah.
being a national programme to do that?
So now, I mean, we've been talking about the future the whole time and the future of energy, but what do you think is our future of energy in London? Where do you think we're going in London? Yeah.
Yeah, so interesting. London has loads of big flat roofs and big south-facing roofs, so it has lots of potential for solar. And I'd like to see London put solar up on most of those buildings and lead the way in doing that. Currently, London's actually falling really behind compared to other UK cities with having renewables. So that's a bit of a shame. But, yeah, that's what I'd like to see happen.
How far do you think we are away from that future?
I don't know. I'm an optimist, so I'd like to say, you know, it's going to start happening in the next few years. The price of solar's falling. I saw a statistic the other day that said the average street in the UK has 2 houses with solar panels on, which is a nice statistic, and this is a lot. I don't think that, like, London's probably one of the ones that's pulling it down rather than up. But, yeah, I think in the next few years we will see that happening more.
So do you think we can transition fully to sustainable energy?
Yes, I think we can. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, but I think it's possible, yeah.
What sort of legacy would you like to leave future generations around energy?
So I'd like future generations to look back at this time and see that we did well in transitioning from fossil fuels to renewable energy. I don't want them to look back and tear their hair out and think, why did they keep burning all that oil and then ruin the climate and ruin the environment? That's the legacy I'd like to leave.
Also, one last question. Are you an optimist or pessimist when thinking about the future of energy?
Optimist. I think you have to be optimistic because it's easy to be pessimistic when you read about all the science and you see what's going on, but remaining optimistic is important, and it's an important tactic so that you keep feeling the passion to keep going and trying to make things happen and make people believe it can happen. So definitely an optimist.
Cool. And you already said that before.
Yeah. So yeah. What about you two?
Yeah.
Are you an optimist or pessimist?
I'm becoming more optimistic.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm in the middle.
Gotta be optimistic. I definitely think it's a tactic as well. You have to believe in it.
Yeah, the person did say, you know, you have to give it a shot.
Yeah.